Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Minnesota Housing Department is awarding $50.6 million in grant funding to affordable housing properties across the state that are facing financial or physical challenges. Commissioner Jennifer Ho says that the properties run on very thin margins.
That's how we keep the rents low, but when the operating costs go up and maybe there's some vacancies, the rent collections are lower, you're going to have buildings that are running at a negative cash flow. And you can sustain that, I think, if there are ups and downs. But we've just had this period where there have just been a lot of stressors.
The funding will help properties at risk due to foreclosure, sale, or that need significant repairs. Authorities in Olmsted County are investigating a deadly trench collapse southwest of Rochester in Rockdale Township. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that a man in his 20s was in a trench when it collapsed Sunday night. Paramedics and firefighters were also called, and the victim was eventually recovered from the trench, but he died at the scene. His name hasn't been released. A petition filed with the Minnesota Supreme Court would allow the city of Oak Grove in Anoka County to use paper voter registration lists in the November election. Nick Nelson of the Upper Midwest Law Center says the county and Secretary of State's office are not cooperating.
They had a contract with Anoka County where Anoka County would help them run elections within their city limits. And Anoka County said, well, we want to use electronic rosters. But most recently, the Oak Grove City Council took another look at this and said, we'd like to actually reassert our control over our own elections. We want to use paper voter rosters.
Nelson says all voter rosters used to be paper and the legislature changed the law, allowing cities and counties to choose whether to use electronic or paper voter rolls. That's the latest from the newsroom. In other headlines, two people are dead after a motorcycle and truck collided Saturday afternoon near Rochester. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened at an intersection in Rochester Township. Deputies say a 63-year-old man and 62-year-old woman on the motorcycle were treated by paramedics but did not survive. The man driving the truck wasn't hurt. Thousands of Prince fans are coming to the Twin Cities this week for Prince Celebration 2026. Kevin Kurt of Meet Minneapolis says Prince had such an international reach that maybe we didn't totally grasp until his passing.
They get people that come annually, again, from all over the world. He definitely was big, and we're really blessed that he decided to call Minneapolis his main home. He did say, you know, that he liked Hollywood. He just liked Minneapolis a little bit better.
Members of Prince's bands, New Power Generation and The Revolution, are playing a 10th anniversary concert Friday at the Armory with Morris Day and other artists. This is MNN.